From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A memorial service is underway in West Virginia for the 29 men killed in a coal mine explosion earlier this month. White crosses and mining helmets are lined up, one for each of the victims. President Obama and Vice President Biden are there and set to speak shortly. NPR's Don Gagne says Mr. Obama will be offering words of praise for the victims and pledges to make changes to reduce the chance of such tragedies in the future.
This is the worst mining disaster this country has seen in 40 years, and the president felt it was very important that he be here, not just to underscore the gravity of this tragedy at the mine not too far from where this memorial service is being held, but also to console the families and to make a pledge to them that the U.S. government will do all it can to find out why this accident happened and to take steps so there won't be more such services like this somewhere down the road in some other coal mining town.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Beckley, West Virginia.
In the dark of the midnight.
The sound of worship amid the rubble in Yazoo City, Mississippi today, which felt the brunt of a powerful tornado yesterday. The Hillcrest Baptist Church choir singing outside the demolished church building this morning, singing the hymn, "Till the Storm Passes By." A member of the choir found a hymnal in the debris open to that very hymn. Residents of the town, such as little Abrashina Moore, say they're just grateful that they survived.
The storm hit the bottom of my house and laid the roof on the concrete. And I'm glad that I wasn't in the house.
The house was destroyed. Moore's family had been set to move into it next week. More than 100 homes in Mississippi are now uninhabitable. Hundreds more sustained damage. Key senators from both parties say they're getting closer to a deal on legislation to overhaul the nation's financial regulatory system. But NPR's Robert Smith reports top Republicans say a bipartisan deal probably will not be ready before a crucial test vote tomorrow afternoon, setting up the possibility of a showdown.
It was always optimistic to believe a deal could have been worked out by Monday, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid set the vote anyway. The 59 Senate Democrats need one Republican to join them on the sweeping reforms of banks and investment firms.
We're not there yet, but I would hope that we could get the votes tomorrow.
That's Senator Chris Dodd on NBC's Meet the Press. He sat next to Republican Richard Shelby, who said he was still concerned about a few parts of the more than 1,300-page bill.
I think we're closer than we've ever been. And will we get a bill by tomorrow? I doubt it.
The main sticking point is President Obama's proposal to have a $50 billion industry-supported fund for dealing with huge banks that go belly up. But both parties say the negotiations will continue. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. Choppy waters in the Gulf of Mexico have prevented for a second day a resumption of the cleanup of the oil spilled when a drilling rig exploded and sank last week. Tens of thousands of gallons of oil are thought to be leaking at the site each day, and plans are underway for drilling relief wells and inserting a dome to stop that leak. The leak could pose a threat to the fragile ecosystem of shrimp, fish, birds, and coral in the area. Officials say it's too soon to say whether the sensitive habitat will be affected. Researchers say they've discovered several genes that influence whether people will take up smoking and how hard it will be for them to quit. NPR's Richard Knox reports. The report is in the journal Nature Genetics.
There's much that scientists don't understand about nicotine addiction, why some people get hooked and others are social smokers, why some people can quit cold turkey while others just can't give it up. Several research teams combed through the DNA of 74,000 people looking for links between specific genes and the people's smoking histories. Helena Ferberg of the University of North Carolina says the teams independently found several genes related to smoking and the ability to quit.
It makes the idea that smoking is not just a matter of willpower more plausible, that in fact genetic variants are partly involved in influencing smoking behavior.
The discovery doesn't provide a genetic test to predict that behavior, but Ferberg says it might lead to better drugs to help people quit. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Opposition to the U.S. military base on Okinawa appears to be growing. More than 90,000 people joined a rally there today to protest the planned relocation of the base to a different site on Okinawa. And they pressed the country's prime minister to make good on an election promise to move the base off Okinawa altogether. The base is home to nearly half of the 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.